Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The shakeup continues, and it's all because, LOL, Charlotte wins. That and so much more on this week's edition of The Greg DeMarco Show.
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news.
It's Astral Down.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales.
The biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere.
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
Everybody, hello and welcome to another edition of The Greg DeMarco Show. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find me on the Facebook and the Instagram at that same address at ChairShotGreg.
Shut up!
This is, of course, The Greg DeMarco Show. If you're listening live, that's because we made it free today. You don't have to be on the Patreon to hear the show live this week because, damn it, I'm giving you two shows a day right now on the Patreon thanks to Driving with DeMarco. So head on over to patreon.com/thechairshot. Just $5 a month. You get literally 10 shows a week from me now, plus you get the hashtag Miranda Show, you get Pod is More, you get bonus edition of ChairShot Radio, you get so much stuff for such little money. It's just insane. So and of course, that is all brought to you by thechairshot.com, which is the website where, of course, we encourage you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And while you're reading on the ChairShot, while listening to podcasts produced by the ChairShot, you might as well also be wearing a ChairShot t-shirt. And you can do that by heading over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. It might be the Jesus Did the Job search or shirt in honor of this past weekend's Easter holiday. It might be the Baron Corbin Sucks shirt endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin, the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt, ChairShot 316, or one of the many logo shirts, or one of the always use your head shirts. There's so many options to pick from, and it all goes to support your favorite website in the entire world.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
But we're going to get on with the show because we're about to have lots of fun. And you know, I'm trying to cut things down in the beginning because, you know, Patrick's kind of a baby, has to have his bottle in, go to bed early, and we want to make sure that's allowed to happen. So let's bring him in.
FABULOUS.
Shut your dumb mouth.
With 406 followers on the Twitter, the hashtag, the Patrick 500 continues to move very slowly. It's the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, friend.
Yeah, it's a marathon.
It's like it's the longest marathon in history.
Yeah.
it's like a trip around the globe sort of marathon. Dude, really? Calling me a baby and shit to start the show, by the way? Like,
why not?
What?
I mean, we all know you're sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I just gotta get up, man. I'm out here on the East Coast, you know, where the world actually operates. You know, we don't give a shit about you West Coasters. What is this, California? And it's like kind of it. Like, it's really all we know. Like, stuff.
Maybe. Standard. I don't know.
Stand the Eastern time zone is the one that, you know, people care about. You know,
I mean, it's what you care about.
That's where most of the world. I mean, you know, the stock exchange is out here. Your money
offers. West Coast, but, you know, it's all good. All good, man. Speaking of the West Coast, why don't we bring in Miranda Morales? Queen of soft style. She is the Twitterless heroine. She is the host of the hashtag Miranda Show. It's hashtag Miranda Morales.
What? West Coast in the house.
Wait, do that again. Do that one more time.
Oh my God. I forgot what I just did. What? West Coast.
Right. It's the coastal war here this week on the Greg DeMarco Show. So coastal war. So I'm going to change the order up a little bit because I just know how things get on this show. So we're I want to make sure that we have time to do some stuff because we got a brand new segment on the show this week. See, Miranda got jealous that I was doing Driving with DeMarco and said that she needs to have Dirty Laundry with Miranda while she's doing laundry. I don't know if she's doing laundry, but.
Hold on. So wait a minute. So she gets her own show, and now she gets a long ass segment on the show.
What does that mean? It's gonna be a long segment.
Whoa! No! Just clarify. You got a Patreon show, and now we get a second show within the show.
Aw, Puddin'. Oh gosh.
No, don't out-Puddin' me.
Aw, Puddin'.
I mean, you can Puddin' me.
You got upset about Craig calling you a crybaby, and the first thing you do is cry.
I'm calling out hypocrisy. I'm just saying, Craig, you know backwards. You do anything, everything. You're coming on the show. Calling shenanigans. Convenient.
In the past week and a half, what two things have arrived at your house?
Gifts will get you nowhere, my friend.
Apparently so.
Wow. That's real ungrateful.
I am real ungrateful.
Hashtag ungrateful.
It's been like, you know what? Here's how I know the favoritism that's taking place. Craig, when was the last time you saw Miranda?
January.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw your boy?
In my dreams last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know your damn role, and shut your damn mouth.
Look, it's not my fault you chose to live on the wrong side of the nation. Okay?
You moved, ass.
How else would I have met Miranda? I mean, come on.
Let's talk about this.
Logistics.
You chose to stay where I met you. How dare you? You kept your job.
I feel like I should pet you like a dog.
Man, you called it. Like he called you a crybaby, and that you just started crying. You know, I mean,
Okay.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Okay. I see things going on here. I'm aware of the conspiracy that is being thrown out here against me. I'm like Jericho this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed, universal champion,
Dean fucking Ambrose.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, I had my 5 minutes. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Good times. Good times.
Well, if it's okay Patrick, we're going to do Miranda's segment now.
I'll allow it.
Fair.
Because that means it's time for hashtag Miranda's hashtag Dirty Laundry of the Week.
Yes, because we all know that I love to get all my wrestling news from people.com. But this news here.
I'm sorry, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the I've heard all day.
It's
I've heard a lot of dumb shit today.
Right? No, but this actually does not come from people.com, but it is talking about one of Greg's favorite topics, which is Charlotte Flair and Andrade. This story is that the WWE has decided to shake up the shakeup, per se, where they have decided to move three superstars who were originally moved from SmackDown to Raw back to SmackDown, those three superstars being Andrade, Zelina Vega, and Aleister Black. They've all shifted back and forth. And one of the reasons why we've talked about this as quote-unquote dirty laundry is because why? Why would WWE go back on the decision they make? I mean, that's so unlike them, right? They don't ever do a decision and then come back on it. So that leaves a lot of speculation. What is the reason? And pretty much most people are assuming it's because of LOL Charlotte wins, the clout Charlotte has. This move, if all three of them would have stayed on Raw, meant that Charlotte and Andrade would have been on separate shows. You wonder, why is that such a big deal? Well, they have been identified as a couple. They made their red carpet debut during the Hall of Fame ceremony several weeks ago. So it's out there. They are a couple. But how can you sustain a wrestling relationship if you're on two different shows? So the rumors are that she must have been able to strong-arm someone to say, bring my man back home to SmackDown. And, of course, bringing Andrade back to SmackDown meant that he would also have to bring, of course, his manager, Zelina Vega, and her husband, Aleister Black. So it's all a package deal. So Charlotte Flair, allegedly, has not only been able to bring back one person, but a total of three people back to SmackDown Live. Dang, that woman has...
Let's just call it out. I mean, we just celebrated Easter on Sunday. Charlotte Flair was the one who brought Jesus back from the dead. Charlotte Flair brings everybody back. It's wherever Charlotte Flair wants them, because she is Charlotte Flair. And Patrick, what applies to Charlotte?
What, you mean LOL Charlotte wins?
Every single time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, now there are other, I guess maybe more of the PC version that also is going out that's also been reported, is that no, this move was done because Fox wanted to have Latino representation on SmackDown and that Andrade was going to be a focal point of that. But we all know, I mean, come on, like that's cute and all, but like, yeah, we all know what really happened.
So first,
I mean, yeah,
of all,
Charlotte wanted what she wanted. She got what she wanted.
Let's talk about the whole Fox thing.
Right.
They don't debut on Fox till October. Fox has nothing to do with, like, WWE did this shakeup in preparation for Fox, And I'm sure they know that what Fox wants. Fox wants big stars. But I seriously doubt Fox, like, called somebody up over the weekend. I was like, man, you know, I was kind of looking at the rosters, and I feel like there's not enough Latin American representation on the Blue show, which I believe is going to be our show, right, Vince? So if you could move Rey Mysterio back over, and Vince was like,
no chance in hell!
But I'll give you Andrade. No, that didn't happen. There's no way Fox had anything to do with this. Not yet.
I mean, you could have just moved Lucha House Party. Why didn't they think of that then? That's three Latinos. That
you can't
have been
move
on tonight.
Lucha House Party, Miranda, because Lucha House Party is also a moving company on the side and actually had to move everybody else.
Oh, wow, dude.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, I'm with Derek.
Wow.
I'm just having fun today.
That was terrible. Man.
Yeah,
that's
really.
Great.
I mean, I think.
Just real quick, did Charlotte also bring Jinder Mahal back to SmackDown?
Oh, see, you stole it. That's what I wanted to talk about. That's what I'm most excited about.
But, like, I mean,
what's
up,
Dawkins? Because Daddy's back home. They brought Jinder back to the land of opportunity. They brought him back.
They did.
I mean, all was right with the world.
Right. And he was victorious, was he not?
It doesn't matter. The matches don't matter.
Wasn't a triumph or no. Apparently, according to Twitter, they matter. They're super important.
I mean, is Twitter always right, though?
I also heard that Charlotte booked all the matches today, too.
She's really just taking over.
She is the Kevin Nash of SmackDown. You know, she's got that sweet pull. She's got the book, bro.
She's got the book.
She's got the clout.
She's got it all. Because she's a flair.
Totally.
Damn it.
I just this fascinates me, though. We're joking. We've been poking fun. It's a very interesting optic. What, like less than a week removed from the shakeup, that we redo the shakeup. Like, there's no denying that. We're right on that, right?
Yes.
And this is all kidding aside. But really? Like, you think Charlotte, like, ran and was like, you know, Vinnie Mac or Bruce or whoever, Fit Finley? Because apparently, remember, Fit Finley can remake matches, so.
Maybe it was Finley.
It was Finley. Finley did it. Fit Finley made the call at the behest of Charlotte Flair to bring back Jinder Mahal to defeat Chad Gable today at SmackDown.
That's all.
She's a good booker. I mean, she's talented. She's beautiful.
No,
and she knows how to book.
She's a terrible booker. Here's why. Here's why she's a terrible booker. She took Andrade off the show that's 3 hours long, where they need a long match in every show, which he is perfect for, and put him on the 2-hour show where he's not even going to get TV time every week.
I know. We were all fairly excited with Andrade moving over to Raw. I think that was a
pretty good Charlotte.
Well, you know, true love apparently conquers all. It's even like good booking decisions. Because why else did this happen? There's no other logical explanation behind making this move and then rescinding it, essentially. There's no other reason. And I think that's where this comes through. It's just logic out the window.
I just want to kind of play some dominoes real quick with what happened and a little domino effect, all this. So, because I honestly believe there's no other reason for this move to take place other than Charlotte Flair. Like, I honestly can't fathom another reason. So I really do think this has everything to do with Charlotte. And I love it, for the record. I love the fact that a woman suddenly has Triple H power backstage.
Get it.
Here's the thing. So because Charlotte needed to be on the same brand as Andrade, say Andrade again.
Andrade.
See, it's so much better than me. So because just fill in the blanks. You ready, Miranda? So because Charlotte had to be on the same brand as
Andrade,
that means that
I don't know. True love conquers all. Yeah, Andrade.
Oh, Maurice Andrade. Had to move over to SmackDown along with Zelina Vega. Is there a better way to say it was Zelina Vega? I don't even think there is.
No, just Zelina.
So. No. And Aleister Black. So three people got jettisoned because Charlotte needs to be with her fiance, which is, you know, pretty much a done deal at this point. So we're moving.
Right.
We're moving Zelina. We're moving Aleister. And Miranda, we're moving
Andrade
over to SmackDown. So now that means we got to ship Cesaro over to Raw. I bet when he's back from injury, we're going to ship Sheamus over to Raw. And then for some crazy reason, we ship and Samoa Joe, which is probably just residual from last week because he was ill. Now we're shipping. So that's we're up to what? Six people at this point. Now we're going to ship Jinder Mahal and the Singh Bros back over to SmackDown for some crazy reason. We're up to nine. And here's the crazy thing, Patrick. I don't even know what brand the colognes are on.
Wait, the colognes are still employed?
That's the thing. What about the colognes?
Don't ruin the cover. Payroll, like Vince still doesn't know.
That's not cool.
They're independent contractors. I see
keep
what
it on the
yeah,
down. Yeah. Keep it on the down low.
Like, I don't understand. Where's the outrage about the colognes in all of this?
I mean, I'm angry internally.
Justice.
So angry. So angry.
Yeah, I mean, and then, yeah, Latin representation. They could have gotten...
See?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, that's... See, poking holes through that because, you know... And only two-thirds of the people who moved over to SmackDown are Latin, too. So, I mean, that's, again, poking holes. I don't believe it. I don't believe you, Internet.
I don't believe you, Internet.
Do you have a conspiracy theory against the Internet, Miranda? All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, but the Aleister Black having a move was just, you know, he's just residual. He's just shrapnel
right.
At this point.
He's an innocent
just like everybody else.
Wow. Because
he was also probably better off on Raw as well. Now, poor Ricochet, he's Ronery. Patrick, he's losing to Bobby Roode.
Oh, no. The travesty.
Oh, no.
Of losing to Bobby Roode.
Such a travesty.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad that all these things are changing on the show, and we don't understand it because we don't like it for some reason.
But yet we
so
wanted all this change. Yeah, but we asked for all this change, so
not the change we wanted. Greg, I think we're segueing into some of the next stuff here. I'm just gonna kick it off. I mean, I gotta go back into the Twitter and this really lengthy thread.
Agencies around the world are receiving breaking news that CM Punk has sneezed while at a hockey game, which clearly indicates he has signed a new contract with WWE. He then confirmed his return by tweeting something completely unrelated to wrestling. Backstage sources believe he'll come back at SummerSlam, but plans may change.
Patrick, this is Leigh Emery, and I just wanted to say that I love Patrick Adele.
Oh, no, the snow. Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
The wrestling realist Patrick O'Dowd's bullshit internet report of the week.
Shut your dumb mouth.
Okay, now you should be prepared.
Yes, we're going into the bullshit internet report of the week. And so I went a little different this week with Craig's permission, everyone. Pull the curtain back a little bit. Because this is an annual bullshit. This is a weekly piece of bullshit that we get. And I chose any – you can find this on any myriad of internet wrestling websites. I'm going to pick on Cage Side Seats because they were the tweet that I saw that linked their article. That was titled, Nothing But Bad News for the WWE in Raw Viewership This Week. Greg, what do you think it means?
Oh,
what do you
think
you're gonna tell us?
The ratings went down.
It's bad.
So, yes, considering the Superstar Shakeup episode of Monday Night Raw was down big in viewership, it should come as no surprise that the follow-up episode was down it's still bad news for the WWE. Indeed, this week's show drew 2.37 million viewers, down from last week's 2.66 million viewers. That's a pretty steep drop! Exclamation point. Then they broke it down by hour, showing that hour number one, they drew 2.68 million viewers to start the show. It went down to 2.29 for hour number two, and then 2.14 million, 4 million viewers by the end of the show. And then they then go in to criticize that it was, you know, done despite the fact that the WWE booked a show where they had legitimate stakes and, you know, promised a crown, a bunch of stuff. And so, I don't know. I do think you'd appreciate this line, though. They were like, then again, despite the fact they've continued promising a new Raw, they've also continued booking Baron Corbin in main events. I think that's, there might be something to that. But no, this is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Let's explore that first, Patrick.
Right.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Miranda, we'll let you go this time.
Yeah, Baron Corbin, that guy sucks.
Can you say it in Spanish?
I'll have to Google translate it, but
then no.
Yeah, then,
wow.
Well, you know. But yeah.
Speaking of pulling the curtain back.
Yeah,
no,
we're really putting...
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Just my reminder to make the El Grande Poochie shirt. That's all.
So, yeah, we're going to probably spend a show at some point breaking this down. Again, we've spent previous shows breaking this down. But, Greg, you provided some information. That I think is always useful when these things come out. And that's, you know, what were the top five shows on Monday night?
Well, the first two would be NBA playoff games, 3, 4, and 5, Monday Night Raw.
So even though the number of people watching television was down in competition with two playoff games, and I don't know who the teams were that were playing, but the playoffs tend to generate more than that in terms of viewership. The WWE is the sinking ship, Greg. They're all going to die. We're going down.
It's pretty much, I mean, you might as well watch now because it's not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, those billions of dollars are just going to dry right up.
Going to be gone soon.
Right up.
Fox is already reconsidering the deal. I see that a lot on Twitter. Fox must be really reconsidering what they're spending on them.
No,
they're not.
No.
My God, people. Like, seriously.
So,
the most irresponsible shit I've ever seen.
We also know that people aren't watching wrestling the same way that they used to. People aren't watching television the way that they used to. And that, you know, we've talked about this on more than one show as well, previous episodes. We don't know how that's not really measured very accurately. So we don't really know what the real number of people watching wrestling are. What I can tell you is that I'm about to go to a packed house in Hartford on the 19th of May. I went to a fairly well attended house show in the middle of nowhere, Massachusetts. They're fine. And they're absolutely fine. And your magical booking decisions that you think will fix it, won't fix it. Because the WWE is what it is at this point. It is a commodity. It really can sell itself and its viewership on anything they put out there. Period. Whether you like it or you don't like it. Period.
And we're in April, and it's literally the Monday after a holiday when people are traveling home from the holiday weekend. Like...
Well, it's also just, and people seem to forget, ratings always drop after WrestleMania season. This is the dead zone.
This is
the dead zone. This is when we do new things to try and see if they, you know, if they'll stick. Like, give Bobby Roode a porn stash. Like, that's what we do.
Oh, that's gonna stick.
And,
first of all,
it's epic. I mean,
that's
oh god,
bang. It's getting a shirt.
But the point here is that this is not a new phenomenon. the numbers, sure, are probably down, are down from the previous week. But this should be expected. The summer is always the dead time for television. Nobody expects the same level of ratings they have prior to WrestleMania or over some of their higher peak times. So stop looking for that and stop making it sound like a top five Monday night television program is in dire straits when week after week they're the top, they're three of the top 5 hours watched during their time slot. It's insanity, and it is a stupid narrative that is not true.
And that's the only number that matters. That top five is the only number that matters.
Right.
Yes.
You know what? I got something more important than the ratings, because the ratings just pissed me off. I've made a discovery, and I'd like to provide you all with that discovery. I found the cologne.
Hooray!
Take the fish.
Even their theme song sucks.
Wow.
Man, you're no mercy today, man. One, you expose them as they're trying to hide out, you know. And now you talk about their theme song. Like, they didn't come for you. Why are you going after them?
Because I'm on Twitter.
We legitimately asked if they were still employed, Miranda. Like, what are you talking about?
What?
Why are you trying to protect the cologne? Let these boys have a
what?
Job.
Nah, just saying. You know, I mean, once they're found, I mean, who knows?
I mean,
who knows?
We're coming up. We're coming up on release time anyway. Like, that's not too far away. Like, you know, that's happening.
Is that what wrestling? Is that what the news sites told us? Because it didn't even happen last year.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
no,
this is essentially like the Black Monday of wrestling, right?
No,
you know?
I think that the timing has changed a little bit, Greg. Yeah, they haven't done like the mass layoffs like they've done in the past, or they at least they didn't last year. But I do, you know, this is around the time as you start to elevate folks and start to make changes and decisions. Creative has nothing for you. I think the clones are good for what, their Saturday night or their like main event work.
Yeah, main event. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten that.
Yeah, ooh. Not even Saturday. It's just regular main event.
That's for Gender's Band. Come on now.
Greg, what brand are they even on?
Do they
have a brand?
I'm sure they do.
I think last time, weren't they on SmackDown for
Survivor Series? I really hope they're
series?
On SmackDown. Because of the whole...
Or maybe they were on
They are on SmackDown. They're on SmackDown.
Okay.
So, the reports that...
There you go. See?
Got
problem solved.
Wait. Let me back up, Miranda. The reports that...
Oh, come on, Miranda.
Andrade.
Got moved back over because they needed more Latin American talent on SmackDown. Is even worse knowing that the colognes are on SmackDown. Maybe they don't realize that it's because they're Puerto Rican. I don't know. Like, I just...
Well, you know, that could be it, you know.
It
not,
could
not
be.
Not the same thing, bro.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, apparently not to you guys and everyone else. This is the problem that we have in society.
This
not
is the problem,
problem
that
we have?
This is the only one?
I mean, we got lots of them, okay? We just don't have enough time, not enough. There's so many problems. I'm exhausted thinking about them, okay? That's why I couldn't do my little cue. I'm not just this little dog jumping,
Sam,
wow. Just don't, you know? Like, come on.
Really, are you putting that on us? Putting that on society?
Yeah, I'm putting it on. Oh, so when yes, Patrick.
Now
we're hypocritical. Now we're in that hypocritical.
How am I hypocritical, Colin? I'm just trying to point out to Greg that the woman he's trying to replace me with is not me. Not on my level. That's all.
See that. First of all, that's not true. I love you so much, Patrick O'Dowd,
right,
that instead of replacing you, I gave her her entire own show.
See, I know, right? Where's my show?
We tried that, and it was bad.
I actually don't want a show. We didn't really try a show. Like one
that's
day,
you didn't
you're
try.
Like,
But you
just want to
true,
offer
right?
to continuously offer to show that you will continuously deny.
I need to feel validated.
Is that
okay.
right?
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I need to feel needed. I have needs.
Yeah, that's on you, Greg. You can work on that. Congratulations.
No,
I love this show. This is a great show today.
This is.
We've talked so much wrestling today.
All of the wrestling that's happening. All of the wrestling.
By the way. Now I'm really confused. I found this my story.
Aw, Puddin.
Which brand are they on?
Ooh, good question. Probably Raw, right? Because they're
maybe.
Completely different than the.
They're not even the same people. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Miranda,
not
can you say Los Matadores?
Los Matadores.
Well done.
Is that?
Well done.
Yeah. That's. Thank you.
Really,
that's all.
Really
you know who they should really consider bringing? I've heard fantastic things about him. El Generico. You know. That's what they want you to think. That's because he has to hide out from the cartels. That's what's up. So he's not really, he's like under witness protection or something like that. But you'll know, find him. I think Sammy like knows where he is. That's like one of his, like one of the only people I think that knows. But who knows? I don't think Sammy's going to give him up. So I think he was visiting him actually. Yeah. One of those pictures you could kind of tell on Raw, like he was actually like there, but he can't really say anything about it because it's like the whole witness protection thing. So, read that on the internet. So, it must be true. Yes.
My mind.
Dead air there after that. Like,
yeah, I know. Right? It was everyone's brain cells. Like, everyone's slowly getting
dumber.
No,
I'm going to be honest.
Miranda killed the show.
I'm sitting there staring at our rundown and being like, we have not covered the rundown very effectively.
Like, you act like this has never happened before. Like, this is
this is a complete breakdown.
So,
we haven't had one of these like breakdown shows in a while. It's good.
Can I tell you guys a funny story? Since we're not doing what we're supposed to anyway.
Right.
So
today
was that day at work, Patrick. You all know that day at work, and I don't even, maybe Miranda has had that day at work. If not, she will at some point. Where I'm having a conversation with somebody and the word podcast comes out of my mouth. And the entire conversation ends and this person, asking my boss, looks at me and goes, "Wait, did you say podcast?" At which point it became all about this show. So, and it became about the website. And so we'll pull up the computer, go to thechairshot.com, look at the website. And he's like, "So you write on here." And like literally not the top article, but the one below it was my 3 stars of Raw. So click sign looks at, he's like, "So your podcast is on here." So we go to the podcast section. He's searching. He goes, he finds last week's show. I was like, "Don't click on that. Last week's show was terrible. It was marred in technical difficulties. Don't do that." So he goes to our post WrestleMania show, brings it up. It's playing a commercial, right? The usual Blog Talk Radio commercial. Fast forwards to Miranda talking. It's like, okay, well, I'll go to find. Fast forwards again, Miranda talking. It's like, okay, we're going to fast forwards again, Miranda talking. At this point, he turns to me and goes, is anybody on your show except for this woman?
Oh.
Ha.
Then he fast forwards again to me talking. Heard me talking, turned it off.
The tangled web.
Yes.
That you have woven to bring Miranda on this show.
Have I woven?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. He just went to three random parts in the show, and they all happened to be when Miranda was speaking. But
exactly.
It was so funny, and I just couldn't help but think about how just hilarious that was and how happy it made me. So
nice.
That's all. That was story time. Story time with Greg DeMarco.
At least nobody accused me of being drunk and cutting people off.
He never heard you, so that's
true.
That's the good part about it.
Speaking of way back, you know, memories and what have you.
You've been accused of being drunk. You've been accused of being a lot of things.
I'm sure.
So, I wish I could find that email. It's from so many years ago.
It was like the second or third year we did the show. Back when I did drink.
It's one of those years.
Show, you know.
You don't drink anymore?
Nah, a water. You know.
Aw. Oh, look at you being all healthy.
I got older. Came a dad, you know. Important shit happened.
You were dad back then.
No, not when that show started.
But 3 years in, you were a dad. Maybe. Well, maybe you.
No.
So, wait, what year was your kid born?
He was born in 2012.
We started the show in 2011.
Has it only been 8 years? You sure doesn't. I know that we did the show because we didn't do the show. We did the show from I did the show from my living room in a residence hall apartment for quite a bit of time on a handheld cord in the wall phone. That was the call in. Like, when you look at how far we've gone?
Because back then you could only have one person on a headset. Like back then, with Blog, everyone else had to be phone. So
right.
Yeah.
Man. But sit in the reading nook and talk on the phone with Greg DeMarco about wrestling.
Yeah.
Really bad shows back then. Wow.
Maybe
they're
were.
Bad.
Yeah.
They're pretty
all
bad.
Right, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna completely.
What are we gonna do?
I got a treat for
back
you,
on
Patrick
track,
Goddard. We're gonna let Patrick Goddard have some fun.
Like 1,000 years ago, I fought my way out of that cave, became Iron Man, realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. We can do is our best, and sometimes the best that we can do.
I'm gonna let it play in the background. Patrick, I know you're excited.
I'm
Thursday's
very
a
excited.
Big day for you. Talk to us
it
about
is.
Thursday.
Well, at 10:50 p.m. Eastern time, I will be settling in for 3 hours of Avengers Endgame, and God, I don't even know what to expect at this point. It's really just the hype train is rolling. Other than I think Captain America's dying. That's really about all I got. Is feel like Cap ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, I agree.
The initial reviews that have come out have been positive, like folks would expect. You know, the responses from the premiere have been like, you know, your life will change forever. That it's fairly dense. I posted a couple of actual critic reviews because that embargo got lifted this afternoon. The critic screenings were this morning, I think, and then they started putting out information. And what I've gotten from a lot of the reviews is that you really get about 20 minutes of kind of getting started, and then it's off to the races nonstop for another 2 hours and 40 minutes. And that it doesn't
I feel like
you've
already
you
said too much.
No, that I mean, and that's just the description that they've allowed to say. And then it's
okay.
Like it doesn't let up. Like I can't give you specific details. Nobody's spoiled anything like that unless you were one of those people who looked at the Reddit footage information or footage that got shared. But even then, I think that you're going to see. I think there's a couple of things that are likely to happen that have existed in comics. Like I think you're going to get a Smart Hulk as that story arc ends, and you have, you know, Hulk's body with Banner's intelligence. That's something that they've done in the comics before. And I can see that making a lot of sense as those two personalities come to terms with each other in some way. I think that this movie is going to be a lot about the original six Avengers. And people need to temper their expectations of the periphery characters. It really is about the end game, pun intended, for Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Thor, Black Widow, that team. I said six, and I think I only named five. Did I have too many Avengers? Did I miss one?
You did name. I don't remember who you left out, though. It's
because
there should be
Hulk.
Six.
Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk. You talked about it earlier.
Hulk.
Yeah.
I talked about it. So I think that, you know, and I think that this movie, like, from what I've seen in reviews, like, of course there's going to be things that people are going to complain about, but they're minimal. I think that the things that people are going to be disappointed in is going to be some of those favorite side characters not having the role that they expect them to. And Brie Larson and Captain Marvel in particular. I think that Captain Marvel will have an important role, but it will not be the role that a lot of people are assuming it's going to be. Because it's not. Because
you think
that will
go to Ant-Man.
No, I don't at all. I think that the story is about the six. It's less about the. I think Ant-Man plays a significant role too. I don't think he plays the role. I think that the side characters will be side characters, and it will very much feel like they're
right.
side characters. And I think that there will be a clear passing of a torch to the next generation of where they're going next. And I look forward to seeing that first tease. I hope that it's there. Nobody's mentioned anything about it, but it wouldn't be Marvel without that next tease as to where they're going with their storyline. And everything that I've ever tried to guess or assume about where they're going next after Endgame has been wrong. So I'm kind of done trying to guess that. I'm just going to let them show me what they're thinking, and we'll run with that. Because that seems to be the only way to go. Because I thought for sure
right. It's
going to be evil Skrulls, and then Captain Marvel comes out, and Skrulls aren't evil to start with. That doesn't mean that there aren't evil Skrulls, but now I'm not so sure. So I will be appropriate and not spoil anything for anybody on social media when this movie comes out. I will definitely share my feelings immediately after the movie at 3:00 in the morning Eastern time, and I'm okay with that. But
let me ask you this question.
Yeah, sure.
What was a bigger, I don't want to say letdown, maybe surprise, swerve, whatever to you though? So the Skrulls not being evil, or just how stupid the Mandarin was in Iron Man, whatever, 2 or 3, whatever one the Mandarin was in.
The Mandarin was in 3. So for me, I don't know if disappointment's the right word. I wasn't let down. I think between the two, Mandarin was the bigger disappointment, because I liked the twist that they did with the Skrulls to kind of turn that a little bit on their ear, and that metaphor that they went there with, you know, these people being refugees and looking for a home. I think it was a very salient plot device given our current time and political sphere. But the Mandarin was this character that I think people, just the way it was set up in the trailers, that head fake was disappointing to turn out. I remember laughing when it turns out that he's an actor, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wasn't mad about it. They retconned it later in a short to try and make it, you know, make it right, but fans don't count it. So I would say of the two, the Mandarin was probably more disappointing.
Okay.
But I wasn't like nerd raging, like, you know, Ricochet lost to Bobby Roode or anything.
Look at you trying. It ain't going to work. So no, Miranda.
I'm just putting that point out there.
So, Miranda, this is how I used to feel whenever we would bring Leva Bates on this show, and Patrick and Leva would talk. I would leave and come back, and they'd still be talking about whatever TV show, whatever, anything. Like, it was always so much. She's the librarian now in All Elite Wrestling. I have to try to get back on again.
Well, she's one of them.
There's one of them, maybe two.
I mean, talk about some crazy twists. Now we have two librarians.
Her and Norm Furman, or whatever his name was in TNA, the other one. But
I did love the Twitter play between the Young Bucks and Cody over that. By the way, that was some good stuff.
Yeah, but they don't care about WWE. But they're gonna make fun of their creative process. But they don't care about WWE. Just like, yeah. Oh goodness. Okay, so look, we've completely taken this show off the rails. And I'm not going to use the word that I thought about using because we talked about wrestling for the first half of the show. So I can't go show paree, but show paree is something Miranda doesn't know about yet. And
I can assume a little bit.
Yeah. So Miranda, pick a number from 1 to like 50.
Hmm. 23.
All right. So what I did was I pulled up a website of funny conversation starters, and Miranda picked question number 23. So Miranda's going to go first. Question number 23. Not the best question in the world, but we're going to have to go with it. If you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
That's a good question. I would probably say 27. 27
okay.
was a good year. So not like too old, not too young, just right.
Well, did anything specifically happen during that year? Like what made it so good?
I mean, a lot of my 20s was actually a lot of fun. I didn't necessarily be 21. Even though that was some good partying days, I kind of liked how, as I think by 27, I had already learned a lot about life. I felt more comfortable with, you know, myself, my career, what I wanted to do. So I feel like, you know, just personally, I felt like I was in a good mindset then. And, you know, and I still kind of gave a shit about stuff. So that's kind of nice when you still care. Now I just don't. Not that far removed from 27, but far enough where I'm like, doesn't really matter.
You care.
I care. I know. You know what? What I did while you guys were all just talking about, Endgame.
Kind of Patrick.
Yeah, just this Patrick. I was just like, I'm just going to find the spoilers. Who cares? I'm just going to go on Reddit and read it. None of this, you know.
That's outstanding that you did that.
I'm
not spoiler free, but like, why would you do that to the rest of the audience? I mean, at this point, people from
sure, they're
going to
read them off.
True. I mean, I was just thinking about it. The way this show's gone, they've long shut this podcast off.
Oh, these are the best episodes. What are you talking about? All right, Patrick.
Mark,
if you could choose to stay a certain age forever, what age would it be?
You know, I dug my mid-30s as a 40-year-old. It's so far away, you know. 35. I would actually say 35 was a good year for me. I'm old now, so I don't remember what happened when I was 35. But I just, old enough to be smart, you know, smarter than my 20s. I did some dumb shit when I was in my 20s, like most 20-year-old dudes probably did. And, you know,
I mean, you did some dumb shit in your late 30s, too, so, you know.
What? But by 35, I had matured, you know. I was a father, you know, a two-year-old. Fun age as they start to respond to you a little bit more. But, I like 35. So I would say 35. I like being right in the middle of there.
That's a tough one. For me too, like I was trying to think about what I would go with. because so much has happened and so much has changed, and I'm kind of a live in the moment sort of a person, so that's kind of tough. I'm going to go. It's funny because I actually really had a lot of fun at 40, which wasn't that long ago. I'm going 40, so I'll just take the big 4-0 and continue to celebrate that completely. So putting on wrestling shows, doing a whole lot of good stuff. So, yeah, we'll go with 40. All right, so we got a little time. Patrick, you get to pick a number this time. So anything below Miranda's number will be fine. Sure.
Below Miranda's number? Damn. I was going to pay homage to Kevin Smith. We'll go 17.
Okay, this isn't too bad. So, Patrick, go down. What would you do with an extra $1,000 to – it's probably easy – to spend only on yourself?
I'm glad you clarified that with spend only on yourself, because I started thinking of, like, what I could do around the house for $1,000. Like, what could I
– yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of the question.
What would I do with an extra $1,000? Greg, don't get too excited. I would put it aside for a trip to see my best friend, because we haven't seen each other in a long time, and that is a trip for myself to do some wrestling or go to see some wrestling shows with Greg DeMarco, because that hasn't happened far too long. It's true. I know. It's going to take more than $1,000, though. That'll get me there. That'll get me there. That'll feed me. That'll get me to, like, a show. Well,
all right,
go indie.
So,
you can go indie. That's a lot of shows.
We can go indie. Yeah, we can go indie. That's fine. So, Miranda, what would you do with an extra $1,000? Okay, first of all, you have to answer one question, and the listeners won't know why I'm asking this question. Were you paying attention when I asked Patrick the question?
I was not-ish. Headset issue. That's
okay.
My
story. That's all I need to know.
Headset.
The Miranda.
Headset.
Yeah, I'm sure. What would you do with an extra one? I don't think she cares about this show, Patrick. Like, I think she's starting to take this thing for granted.
I know. It was legit.
You start giving
headset.
Her own segments. You give her own shows.
Yeah.
That's what happened, man.
There was a point in last week's – in her own show last week where she wasn't paying attention. So that's okay.
That's what happens when you're reading Endgame spoilers. You just lose track of time.
Well, that's your
what
thing.
Would you
now
do? What would you do with an extra $1,000 to spend only on yourself?
Oh man, I mean, I don't want to say I'm a typical female who likes to spend money on herself, but I am. That money would go fast and furious on probably a lot of things, but I would say, what I truly would want, honestly, like the adult answer would be to like pay off some bills, like pay off some proper bills and probably like do an indent on some credit cards that I have. But the fancy answer is like a new, like a just a, like a badass new outfit, like boss outfit, new shoes, new pants or dress, like top of the line, new outfit. When you feel fresh, you are fresh. It just has a whole effect on you. So the answer is a new outfit.
You know, it's funny. When you went the practical route on the first time, I was like,
Nice try, though.
But then you really brought it around. So.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, so, let's be real.
Even though I was paying attention, I will read the question again. What would you do with an extra $1,000 to spend only on yourself? I was honestly, and this is 100% honesty, I was heading down the same road as Patrick was. Like, we've had entire conversations about this recently, about trying to make this happen. And
right.
So, yeah, same exact thing as Patrick O'Dowd. And, you know, maybe I'd find a really cheap flight and I'd let someone else come along with us. But they're just really expensive right now. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Nice try, though.
So much credit card debt too. I can't afford it, so that's okay. You guys go on without me. I'm sure I will be fine.
We'll text you pictures like we did to Patrick. It's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do. So, all right. So now we need. So now I got to pick a number. And I haven't read through the questions yet. That's the funny part. So I'm gonna go with 4. Pull up here and see what number 4 is. I feel like I might need to put a clock on Miranda for this question, but I won't.
Oh, geez.
So question number 4. This is my answer is going to be wrestling related too. If you could have your own reality TV show, what would it be? And this one is actually quite easy because I've thought about this before. And I wondered if I could find the right people to pitch it to and make it happen. I would come back and I would promote wrestling shows again. And it would be a reality show, like following the journey, following the, those conversations that very few people know about, like Patrick O'Dowd, that take place a day or two before a show when people are maybe trying to get things out of you that they shouldn't be asking for. Mm-hmm. Those would be on the reality show and just completely blow things out, just completely blow things out of the water. And it would be thrilling television to see what it means to run an independent wrestling promotion. So, yeah, that's what I would do with my reality show. Patrick, reality show.
Oh, gosh. I don't like reality shows, so this is kind of tough for me. If I were going to do something, it would actually probably be a knockoff of what you see with I'm trying to think of this. It's kind of like Pawn Stars, but for nerdy shit. It's kind of the way I would describe it. Like, and I think I think there may be a show like that that exists, like a comic book shop where people like sell comic memorabilia. I want it to be more than just like, you know, comic books. Like I would actually be much more interested in trying to do like nostalgic, like old toys and shit from the 50s and 60s, comic books, movie memorabilia, television show sort of stuff, that sort of deal. I think that'd be fun.
Okay, there we go. So wow, I like it. I think it would be interesting. So, Miranda,
yeah.
I'll reread the question.
Okay.
If you could have your own reality TV show, what would it be?
Short answer is like, probably wrestling related, but like the Real Housewives of Wrestling type of thing. I go straight for the drama, I guess, and maybe documenting, you know, why.
Now, you realize this is your own reality show. Like, you're on it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I would imagine, too, like, I could, because it's interesting when you have different perspectives of wrestling, so you have maybe female wrestlers, or wives of wrestlers, and all that kind of interactions with people, it's just kind of fun, I don't know, I mean, it just sounds fun, and then you have girls trips and all that kind of stuff, so that's honestly the first thing that came to mind. That's just where my head goes when I think of reality TV.
All right, there we go. So that'll do it for the quick questions and all that. So I got ahead of myself here. That'll do it for the crazy questions. Now we're gonna go with the quick.
Bang 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Now, Patrick, was a tweet you just shared because something that you want to you want us to see?
Well,
to talk
I
about?
Said it to you. Well, it, based on your theory about what would happen in Money in the Bank.
Oh, dude, my theory's gone. My theory is
right?
Shot. All to hell.
Yeah.
Tell everybody why.
No,
yeah.
Because it's certainly looking like Roman Reigns is not going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match, which means he can't cash it in, which means he can't win the World Championship. Which means Brandon doesn't get Twitter.
Oh. Here comes the big dog! The big dog, Roman Reigns! The big dog! And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog!
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all.
But yeah, no, and what I, for the audience, Roman Reigns tweeted actually a couple hours ago. I actually caught it on a retweet. Roman Reigns, after being assaulted by Elias and Shane McMahon, tweeted that there aren't enough sad songs in the world to describe how much pain I'm going to leave you in. #MITB. And he tagged Elias as well. So, sounds like there's going to be a match there, Greg.
Does.
As far as the undercard.
If anybody can win their match and then come back and win Money in the Bank, it's Roman Reigns. I mean, come on. Roman doesn't do much in Money in the Bank. Like, last year it was Jinder with Roman.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, and then...
I think that's intentional, man. I think it's too easy to put Roman Reigns in the Money in the Bank match. You know what I mean? And I think they see it that way. He's always a contender. He doesn't need Money in the Bank to be instantly in the world title picture.
So I'm going to be really sad if on like the second or third episode of SmackDown on Fox, Roman Reigns wins the WWE Championship, but not because he had Money in the Bank.
Right.
And, like, and then I – Miranda.
And Miranda dodges Twitter.
Yeah.
That's okay,
spoiled
though.
Once again.
Yeah, do your victory lap.
That's right. Celebration time for Miranda. You know what, Miranda, I think you should sell – as a reward for you avoiding having Twitter, you can have your own show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Craig, oh, my
you.
Gosh. That's so
fuck
nice.
You.
I know.
That was like the nicest thing ever.
Oh, stop it.
Well, yeah.
All right. Patrick, tell everybody the Twitter. I want to hear you do it.
You want to hear me do the Twitter? Are you sure you want to do
why
that?
Not? No, but
all
I'm
right.
doing it anyway.
You can follow me
far be it for me to make bad decisions on this show.
Never.
God. All right, you can follow me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealia. And I see I can't do it. Can't
oh,
do
we
it.
Were
I
doing so
it.
Well.
I'm so close.
A, B, C, D, E.
You know what? I tried. At WrestlingLNG. See, I can't spell it. It's too damn long. This is why we don't do this. This is why I don't do this part of the show. This is actually why I don't need a show. Because this is why we can't get to hashtag Patrick500. One more time.
It's WrestlingRealist. It's the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. The Patrick 500 rolls along. Sitting
and
at 406.
Slowly.
Unless
slowly.
You lost somebody during the show. Miranda, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. It's none of your business where I'm at.
Oh, snap. Damn.
Or we can just tell them you're in Tucson, Arizona. Ain't nobody going there anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Ow.
She's laughing. You say ow, she laughs because she knows I'm right. I am at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. You can find the show at thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, and of course, patreon.com/thechairshot. Patrick, I got a tweet for you for the show ending song. You're going to be excited. Here it comes. He leaves after I get a song for him that he would enjoy. And he leaves.
Yep,
like, really.
He leaves.
Proving what I said at the beginning of the show. He's a giant baby. I mean, seriously. Like, that's just terrible. What do you say? Yes or no? Giant baby.
Oh, giant. Massive baby. You know?